Welcome. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. I'm going to start with a continuation of the articles from Prevention Magazine's Secrets of Aging Well. And today we're going to talk about physical activity. This is chapter 3 in this magazine. Consistent physical activity can improve physical and mental function and can reverse the effects of some chronic disease. Studies show that any cardio activity combined with strength training will have the strongest impact on your longevity. Start strong with a 7-day fitness plan or try a low-impact workout like barre. So the first one we have here is functional fitness. Functional movement takes your joints through their full range of motion and engages the muscles you will utilize in everyday activities, like carrying groceries and climbing stairs. Bring movement back to your body with this fitness plan, offering a mix of strength, cardio, and stretching. Studies have shown that being physically active helps improve your quality of life and longevity. It offers numerous health benefits, including improving your heart and brain health, helping manage weight, reducing the risk of diseases, and strengthening your bones and muscles. Research from Johns Hopkins Medicine shows that exercise may be the closest thing we have to a fountain of youth. Besides lowering your risk of various diseases, it can even prevent some age-related changes in your DNA. There are many ways to keep active, but mixing up your workout routine is crucial to your health. Even lifting weights has incredible benefits beyond just building muscle. But limited research looked at the long-term benefits of weightlifting and aerobic exercise together. Research suggests that a combination of weightlifting and cardiovascular activities may lower your risk for early death. The study, published in British Journal of Sports Medicine, examined data from nearly 100,000 participants in the prostate, lung, colorectal, and ovarian cancer screening trial. After adjusting for demographics, lifestyle, and behavioral risk factors, researchers found that after years of follow-up, those who reported cardiovascular activity and weightlifting 1 to 2 times per week had up to 47% lower risk of death compared with those who did not exercise. This shows a much greater impact than regular weightlifting, which had a 9% lower rate of death. Though researchers noted that this number increased the more they lifted weights, and those who performed aerobic exercises did not lift weights had a 32% lower risk of death. Now here's the first fitness plan. For best results, combine cardio, strength training, and stretching, and stay consistent. Start off strong with this plan that will give you a healthy, happy body for years to come. This workout plan features cardiovascular movements to burn calories, build heart strength, and improve mood, stretch training to build muscles and bones, and strength training to improve muscles and bones, and stretching to improve balance and range of motion. Ease soreness and make your body feel better. Aim for 150 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity, about 30 minutes per day, for 5 days a week, and 2 days of muscle strengthening activity as suggested by the Physical Activity Guidelines for Americans. This plan has you working out 6 days a week, resting on Saturday, but there are two ways to vary it. One, drop a day of one or both of the strength and cardio routines so you're getting in 4 or 5 workouts instead. The next week, add another day or increase the weights or the cardio intensity. Two, switch the days around, especially if you want your rest day on a different day, but keep a day between the strength routines to give those muscles a rest. However you proceed, Try to do the stretching moves every day. Cardio exercises. On Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, perform each exercise for 40 to 45 seconds with a 15 to 20 second rest before the next one. Then do the whole circuit 3 to 4 times in a 1 to 2 minute rest in between circuits. Do cardio exercises 3 times a week. If 3 cardio days are too much for you, turn one day into a low stress cardio day. Go for a walk or dance around your house a little. 1. Sumo squat jumps. Start in a squat with your feet slightly wider than your hip distance apart and toes facing outward. Straighten your legs and jump your feet together, then back to the original position. And repeat. 2. Lateral skater jumps. Start with your feet together, toes facing forward, and knees slightly bent. Leap to the left with your left leg, right leg following, end with your right leg behind, and slightly to the left of your left leg. Repeat on the other side, and then continue going from side to side at a quick pace. Now we have high knees, heel taps. With your chest lifted, drive alternating knees to your chest 4 times for each knee. Then touch your butt with your heels 4 times for each heel. Repeat alternating knees and heels. And then we have plank jacks. Start in a high plank position on your toes, torso tight and wrists directly below your shoulders. Try to keep your body still and, with straight legs, separate your feet by jumping them outward and then bringing them back together by jumping them inward. Repeat at a fast pace. 5. Long lunges. Start with feet together, toes facing forward and knees slightly bent. Step back, extending your right leg, and bend it slightly, pitching your chest forward toward your left thigh and punching forward with your right arm. Pull your right leg forward by straightening both legs and repeat on the other side, and then continue, alternating legs and arms. So we'll save these exercises or the rest of these exercises for next time. For now, let's move on to AARP The Bulletin, an article, Your Money, Live Well for Less, Travel Apps That Can Save You Money, Fly, Drive, and Sleep on Vacations for Less. And I know vacations might be a ways away, but with this weather, it's probably good to be thinking about them. Travel industry consolidation is making bargain hunting trickier than ever. There is an illusion of choice because there are so many brands, said William McGee, a senior fellow for aviation and travel at the nonprofit American Economic Liberties Project. But in the U.S., 6 hotel companies oversee most of the major hotel brands, and 3 companies oversee most of the rental car industry. The good news is that you may be able to save big by shopping around, in some cases, with help from artificial intelligence, AI, computer systems that can draw on vast amounts of data to perform tasks that mimic human learning and language. After trying out some of the latest travel apps and talking to travel professionals about how they save, I came up with this bargain hunter's toolkit. Ask a chatbot, AI-powered assistants have been added to apps such as TripAdvisor, Expedia, and Booking.com. They're part of many new travel planning sites, including MindTrip or MindTrip.ai, Vacay, V-A-C-A-Y, that's USEVACAY.com, and Layla, Layla.ai. Along with general-purpose chatbots, ChatGPT.com, Google Gemini, but that's Gemini.google.com, they can quickly build itineraries based on your budget, trip dates, and interests. They might save you money, although that's not always their strong suit. My advice for using chatbots, try asking the same question in different ways to get good answers. Double-check results to make sure they're accurate. Most importantly, shop around to make sure you're getting the best deals. Fly for less. Most experts I spoke with recommended Google Flights, flights.google.com. There really is no better starting point, says Madison Blankelaflor, a managing editor at the Points Guy website. Alternatives include Skyscanner, Hopper, and Kayak. On Kayak, I love the Best Time to Travel tool, which recommends particular months to visit cities. Clark Howard, founder of the consumer site Clark.com, says he likes the Kayak Explore tool to find flight deals. Also, check out the free versions of the Going app for deals on continental U.S. airfares. Maximize your points. The free new Points Path browser extension helps you compare the cost of flights in points versus cash. If you have a lot of points, Bankaflor recommends Point.me, a paid service for booking award travel, and MaxMyPoint.com, which looks for points deals at major hotel chains. Go to thePointsGuy.com for more great info about points travel. Get hotel deals. Hotwire, Priceline, and Hotel Tonight are tough to beat. Sometimes the best deals are opaque, meaning you can't see the hotel you've booked until after you've paid. All sales are final, but you can filter choices by star level, neighborhood, and more. Even if you don't book on these apps, they're great for gauging prices, Howard says. If room type is important, say you're traveling with children, Christopher Elliott, founder of the Elliott Report travel site, Elliott.org, advises booking directly on hotel websites since third-party sites may not show all the options. Whatever tool you use, seek out the total price. Fees and taxes might not be included or may be posted in tiny type. Check refund terms. Even a no prepayment booking isn't necessarily refundable. And then filler up on the cheap. Gas price tools are one of my favorite features of Google Maps and Waze. That's W-A-Z-E. On Google Maps, tap on the gas icon under the search bar. On Waze, tap on the search bar and then the gas icon to see nearby prices. And then we have an article here under 99 Great Ways to Save on staying warm this winter. Focus on filters. Replace your heating, ventilation, and air conditioning filter every 3 months, ideally with one that has a minimum efficiency reporting value, MERV, rating of 13. That will filter out dust and other large particles, but provide enough airflow for your HVAC system to run without overworking. Ask for an audit. Many utility companies offer free home energy audits. They'll send out a professional to identify any problem areas in energy efficiency and suggest improvements. This might include anything from small fixes, such as ceiling air leaks, to larger projects, such as upgrading the HVAC system. It's curtains. Keeping window coverings drawn at night and during the day on windows that don't receive sunlight can reduce heat loss from a warm room up to 10%, according to the U.S. Department of Energy. Eliminate leaks. This is a relatively easy to do-it-yourself project that can make a big difference in keeping heat from escaping your house. Remove the old caulk from your windows with a putty knife and brush. Replace it with a polyurethane caulk made for exterior windows. Smooth it out with a wet finger and allow it to dry. Embrace the IRA. The Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 provides tax credits and rebates to homeowners for energy efficiency projects. For example, the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit pays homeowners back 30%, up to $1,200 per year, for qualifying projects such as adding insulation or switching to an electric system. Get help with bills. Low-income families may be eligible for federal assistance with heating bills through the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, LIHEAP. Find out whether you qualify and how to apply by calling the National Energy Assistance Referral Hotline. That number, 866-674-6327. The number again, 866-674-6327. Now, also from AARP, the Bulletin, let's look at, under your health, the hidden danger of progressive lenses. Your glasses could put you at risk of serious falls. I am a healthy and physically fit 73-year-old. I exercise 4 or more days a week for at least an hour, and I'm strong and spry enough to chase, capture, and tickle my 5 grandchildren. Even in my 60s, my doctor joked that I could probably still pass the Marine Corps physical. So I was stunned to suffer not 1 or 2, but 5 serious falls this past year, 2 on staircases and 3 tripping over unseen obstacles and drop-offs right at my feet, landing me in the emergency room 3 times. The combined injury toll was a badly broken collarbone, a severely strained ankle that put me in a boot for 2 months, a facial scar, 2 mild concussions, and 4 staples to close a gash in my head. The American Public Health Association, APHA, reports that a variety of health care organizations and governmental agencies recognize falls for adults 65 and older as an urgent national public health crisis. It's the leading cause of injury-related deaths in people aged 65 and up, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. There's a reason why some older adults take bad tumbles, and it's not because we're frail. It's because of our eyeglasses. A prescription for falling down. Last November, the APHA urged the nation's health professionals to carefully screen for patients at highest risk of falling and identified 10 major causes contributing to the 3 million emergency room visits and 38,000 fall-related deaths among older adults, including medications, physical inactivity, dementia, neurological and metabolic disorders such as diabetes, and vision impairment. What's not spelled out is that when it comes to impaired vision and falls, the glasses themselves could be the danger. Several scientific studies have found that older people like me who wear multifocal eyeglasses, progressives, bifocals, or trifocals, to correct both near and farsightedness, were approximately twice as likely to suffer falls than those wearing single vision lenses. A compilation of studies in the Journal of Refractive Surgery found that those with multifocal lenses are 3 times as likely to trip and fall when walking outside the house. As optometrists and ophthalmologists, we don't see falling as a problem, says Daniel H. Chang, MD, a California ophthalmologist who wrote the study, because if the patient trips and falls, they don't come and complain to us. They usually go to the hospital or a funeral home. The reason those of us with multifocal lenses are at increased risk of falls is that these type of glasses make it harder to see the ground below us. This is not a new finding. The newsletter Harvard Women's Health Watch summarizes the multifocal problem in 2010. When we walk, we normally see the ground from a distance of 5 to 6 feet, but the focal length of the lower segment of multifocal lenses is only slightly more than 1 foot. Consequently, our view of the ground is impaired at precisely the distance you need to detect and avoid ground-level obstacles. In the largest randomized controlled scientific data to date, Australian researchers in 2010 tracked 606 people, 65 and up, who wore multifocals over 13 months. Among active people who went outside at least three times a week, those who switched to single vision lenses for distance when walking outdoors fell 40% less than those who wore their multifocals, says Stephen Lord, Senior Principal Research Fellow at Neuroscience Research Australia and professor at the University of New South Wales, who conducted the study. He describes walking with multifocals instead of single vision lenses as a form of elective disability, a progressive problem. I had fallen repeatedly for these precise reasons, tripping over unseen obstacles and failing to see that what appeared to be the bottom step on the staircase was really not the bottom step. In some 25 years interacting with my optometrists and opticians about progressives, I can recall only generalized cautions that they might take some getting used to. So why was I never more strongly warned? Part of the reason is that adults who start wearing progressives in their 50s or thereabouts generally do not encounter problems at first. It's not until we get older and may require stronger prescriptions for the reading portion of the lens that the problems can arise. The increase in prescription strength often coincides with health issues such as balance and reaction time, further increasing the danger. A lot of patients don't realize they've hit a new demographic where it's more dangerous, says Andrea Tall, a New York-based doctor of optometry and past president of the American Optometric Association. Compounding the problem faced by older people is the fact that the U.S. has a patchwork of lax or non-existent licensing and certification for opticians, says James Morris, CEO of the United Opticians Association and former executive director of the American Board of Opticianry and National Contact Lens Examiners, the organization that certifies opticians. Among the 50 states, 26 require no licensing for people calling themselves opticians, Morris said, and three of the 24 licensing states have no requirement that licensed opticians keep up on their education and training. If you are in a non-licensed state, your optician could have been flipping hamburgers yesterday and then hang out a shingle and say, "I'm an optician," Morris explains. In most states, opticians are the only medical professionals who can fill a specialized prescription for a specially fitted project, but are not required to have any training to do so. Bottom line, if you wear progressives, you should take care to get your glasses prescribed by an optician licensed by the ABO and NCLE. Small hassles, big payoff. Of course, progressive lenses are tremendously valuable, but even the most well-crafted progressives may not be right for every circumstance. A lot of times I'll say to the patient, "Well, you have this progressive pair, maybe it's a good idea to get a single vision. You're less likely to fall." But, she adds, patients often don't want the hassle of carrying two pairs. For those who insist on wearing just multifocals, she cautions older patients to drop your chin when walking on stairs or uneven surfaces, because that allows you to look through the upper part of the lens, the portion that allows you to focus better at a distance, so you can see clearly at your feet. Since my falls, I have become an evangelist about the dangers of progressives and the importance of bringing along a single lens pair. When I've talked to older friends and family, I've been struck by how many have stories similar to mine, but never made the connection to their multifocals. So I have a strict new protocol. Whenever I leave the house, I put on my single lens glasses and stow my progressives in a thin case in my pocket. The difference is stunning. Walking on an uneven sidewalk, I have clear vision at my feet instead of a grayish blur. My routine now is to put on my progressives once I get in the car so I can read the GPS. Yes, switching is a hassle, but I'm confident it will help prevent falls so I can keep chasing and tickling my grandchildren for years to come. And a quick look at comparing types of lenses, single vision lenses, distance lenses for nearsightedness, pose no additional threat of falls. Reading glasses may and should only be worn for close-up work, not when walking. Bifocal lenses have a distinct line separating distance and close-up vision enhancement. They may pose an increased risk for fall. Progressive lenses change progressively from distance viewing at the top to close-up reading at the bottom. They may pose an increased risk of falls. With a couple of minutes we have left, let's look at some more money-saving ideas. This one under insurance. Talk to your insurer about life changes. Retiring? Switching careers? Credit score taking a nice upswing? Start carpooling or using public transportation? Installed a security camera? These are just some of the changes that could trigger discounts on your home or auto insurance rates, but you can't get them if you don't share the news with your insurer or your agent. Ask questions. Each insurer has its own list of ways to earn a discount, such as enrolling in automatic payments or paperless statements, bundling home and auto coverage, taking driver safety classes, or adding anti-theft devices or security alarms. Your insurer's website may not list all the possible discounts. Your best bet is to get on the phone with your insurer and inquire about ways to save. Compare Medicare Part D plans. Starting next year, out-of-pocket prescription drug costs for Medicare recipients with a Part D plan will be capped at $2,000. That's actually starting now. Insurers selling Part D plans are expected to make some big adjustments as a result, which may change which plan makes the most sense for you. Enroll in a driving course. One of the largest auto insurance discounts available, up to 25% on key coverage areas, may be granted after you complete a safe driving course. The classes can be online or in person and usually run 4 to 8 hours. They discuss new laws and safe driving tips. Well, folks, we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure and listen at the same time next week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.